She's also the division chief at the UCSF Center for Vulnerable Populations and is the director of the Benioff Homelessness and Housing Initiative.
We did research in the early 2000s that showed that in the early 1990s, 11% of people experiencing homelessness in San Francisco were 50 and older. And by 2003, 37% were. And now it looks like statewide, about 48% of those single homeless adults are 50 and older. My research done originally in Oakland showed that among those 50 and older and homeless, over 40% were homeless for the first time. They had never been homeless, not even for one night, before the age of 50. And in our California statewide study, we found the same thing, that among individuals who were homeless and were 50 and older, 41% had never been homeless, not even for a night, before the age of 50.
She explains that people within this population have typically dealt with this struggle throughout life.
These are generally people who have worked low-wage, physically demanding jobs their whole life and have not been paid well and have really struggled just to keep the roof over their head. And then sometime after the age of 50, something happens and everything falls apart. And that something happening is usually things like they lost their job, their job got outsourced, or otherwise weren't able to keep doing it, or that happened to their spouse or partner. They got sick, or their spouse or partner got sick. Their marriage broke up, or their spouse or partner died, or their parent died. And that these disruptions were enough to push them into homelessness.
If we switch over to Culhane's focus of research, he's been following the rise of the homeless population on a national level since the 1980s.
We've been observing really for the last 25 years that the homeless population is getting older and older. Part of that is driven by the fact that we have the baby boom population that's coming into their senior years, but especially the second half, the younger half of the baby boom generation, people born between 1955 and 1965. They have, since 1980s, they have constituted the plurality of the adult homeless population.
Many in this particular group have an elevated risk of ending up in this situation because of challenges they dealt with in their 20s and 30s that limited long-term earning potential. Culhane points out that this population faced back-to-back recessions in the 1980s and high unemployment rates. As a result, many have lived on the streets for several years, while others have been teetering on the edge of homelessness for quite a while.
It has affected them as a generation as a whole. When you compare them, for example, to the older baby boomers who had much more wealth, who had much more housing assets, who started out with higher incomes, who had easier access to the labor market. So there's a real sort of divide between those two groups. But what's happening now is old age is creating limited work opportunities for people. They may be relying on fixed incomes. They may not even, if they're not eligible for Social Security in particular, they're too young for Social Security retirement, or they didn't have the years that they paid into it. They're stuck in what's called the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, which nationally is around $850 a month. And so there's a whole group of people who are not able to keep up with the housing costs because that SSI income is not increased with the housing inflation rate. It's increased with the consumer price index, which does not reflect the huge impact of housing burden for these people.
Kushal says that this crisis has been growing for decades, and now because of added societal strains, it's accelerating at a faster pace. Without intervention, the situation will only deteriorate as millions of baby boomers grow older and are unable to work.
I think what's important to note is that as we have underfunded housing and housing costs have gone up completely disproportionate to incomes, what we're doing is we're creating this crisis of older adults who, once these older adults become homeless, they stay homeless for a really long time.
Join us next week in the first half of Viewpoints as we talk about what life looks like for these older Americans out on the streets and what's being done to reduce these numbers. To find out more about this topic, links to resources, and our guests, head over to viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow us on Instagram, X, and Facebook by searching Viewpoints Radio. This segment was written and produced by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, how has camouflage evolved over the decades when Viewpoints returns?
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back to school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Camouflage and the military go hand in hand. Today's uniforms, made up of green and beige pixelated rectangles, help to keep soldiers safe. But it hasn't always been like this. To author Roy Behrens, camouflage is always evolving depending on the person and the environment. Yet in every case, the core relationship between the disguise and the viewer is the same.
Camouflage is always a kind of partnership. It's a back and forth between vision, the person who is looking, and then the thing, the appearance of what they're looking at.
Behrens has studied and written about camouflage since 1969 and has a background in graphic design. Artists like him play a big role in the niche industry, and it was actually artists who introduced it to militaries in the first place. These creatives drew inspiration from nature, where animals and insects camouflage themselves to stay alive. Some owls have fur that blends in with tree bark, and Arctic hares' coats turn white so they can hide in the snow. According to Behrens, humans have used camouflage since prehistoric times, but it wasn't adopted by militaries until World War I, when German U-boats terrorized the British by sinking their ships.
It was so effective that they were sinking just the most incredible number of British ships in 1 week. And there was a great panic, and especially for England, because it's an island. And so if they don't grow their own food, then, or if they don't get shipments from other countries, they're really in trouble. And things were not looking good for them in terms of winning the war. And so they decided that what they needed to do was to apply camouflage, of course, to their own ships, because then hopefully it would make it harder for the U-boats to aim at them.
The British needed camouflage to hide, but there was an issue. How do you blend in with the ever-changing shades of the ocean? Enter Norman Wilkinson, an artist who proposed painting the ships not to make them hard to see, but hard to hit.
What happened is that they discovered that if they could make the painting, if they could paint the surface of these British ships with confusing patterns, so that from a distance, and you have to realize this is from a couple of miles away, and they're looking through a periscope and the water is maybe pretty turbulent and maybe the wind is blowing, maybe a lot of waves, maybe the moisture is fogging up the periscope. Somehow they have to decide exactly where is that British ship located and which direction exactly is it headed? And then finally, what speed is it going at? And if they can't determine those three factors, then the U-boats are going to have great difficulty in firing a torpedo accurately.
The British military adapted the idea. In 1917, they painted their ships with Wilkinson's abstract designs and colors. They called it dazzle camouflage, and no two patterns were the same.
It was difficult for the British Navy to accept the strategy, because they had been painting all of their ships a sort of battleship gray, a nondescript gray, and they thought that that was the best camouflage for ships. But it turned out it wasn't, and when they instead thought that they would try these highly disruptive, colorful patterns, boy, that was a difficult thing for them to accept.
While it kept troops better hidden, these new abstract designs were a far cry from the spit and polish standards of the military. Gray and black ships were replaced with bright colors and abstract patterns. The public loved it. Wilkinson led this new tactical strategy, and pretty soon the U.S. entered the war and did the same for their ships. However, U.S. leaders believed these dazzle designs could be better, so they employed a team of artists to work as Navy camoufleurs. These experts in camouflage created new looks for American ships. And within 8 months, over 1,000 U.S. boats were painted with stripes, circles, and rectangles in every color imaginable.
Now, you have to realize that this is happening at a time when the American, the British, and the French public are all very excited about modern art, which had premiered in this country in 1913, just before the war, at the Armory Show. And they were really puzzled by things like cubism and futurism and stuff like that. And when they looked at these dazzle painted ships, a lot of them said, a lot of the people in newspapers said, oh, those look like they were done by a drunken cubist.
When it came to soldiers' uniforms, the U.S. opted for plain khaki and green fabric during World War I. For years, artists campaigned for the military to start using colors found in nature to better disguise and protect troops. During the late 1800s, a well-known American artist named Abbot Henderson Thayer heavily argued in favor of this shift.
He said, you should stop using khaki, meaning one color, sort of sand-colored uniforms. You should stop issuing those for ground soldiers. You might think that's inconspicuous, but really, it's simply the same idea of applying a nondescript gray or brown to a plain surface. And he said, it doesn't make the soldier less visible. It actually, to some extent, makes them more conspicuous. And he said, the reason for that is because here they are out there, and if any kind of sunlight shines on them, it begins to make shadows on their bodies and on their faces and stuff. So then they become quite discernible. And he said, what you would better do would be the same kind of thing that is happening with the camouflage of ships. You should break them up.
Thayer's ideas didn't materialize for a while. It wasn't until the Vietnam War in the 1960s that camo came into play. The jungle environment and the changing landscape of Vietnam made it necessary for soldiers to blend in as much as possible. Since then, the design of camouflage has changed considerably. Gone are the days of bright colors and abstract patterns. Now, the U.S. military prefers small, pixelated beige and green rectangles that look blurry from a distance. This design is less detectable by night vision devices and blends in better in desert landscapes. With advancements in technology, artists are continuously working to create new designs that push the envelope. Times have changed, and camouflage has advanced, but one thing has remained the same: the importance of artists in its creation. You can find more information on camouflage and Roy Behrens at our website, viewpointsradio.org. Follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This story was written by our associate producer, Annabelle Rivera. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment was brought to you by McDonald's. The new $5 meal deal at McDonald's gets you a McDouble or a McChicken, plus a small fry and drink and a four-piece McNuggets. $5 just got a glow up. Prices and participation may vary, for a limited time only.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. I've been feeling out of the loop on one particular trend recently. I've tried to ignore the buzz, see if it would blow over, but it just continues to build. I'm talking about the Stanley-branded beverage tumblers. These large, colorful, insulated cups have been flying off the shelves for years now. They aren't cheap. Each 40-ounce tumbler will set you back about $45. On eBay, some limited edition variations are going for almost $400. So, what's so special about this particular design? It's a good insulated leak-proof tumbler, but is it worth hundreds of dollars or scouring the internet for hours? No. This craze is a prime example of social media's influence on consumers' shopping habits. Across TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and other platforms, the Stanley tumbler is front and center. Every influencer is either sipping from one or showing off the latest addition to their collection. For everyday people, it's turned into more than a drink holder. It's a status symbol. But how long can this last? At some point, the craze will fade and something new will fill its place, leaving you wondering, was it all worth it? That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. In late June, every episode from season 3 of The Bear was released onto Hulu, and the binge watching began. The Bear's first 3 seasons have each come out like clockwork every summer since 2022, as the show itself has become one of the biggest hits on TV. It keeps winning awards, its stars have been catapulted into a new level of fame, and it never fails to generate a whole bunch of buzz online. But this third season has elicited a much more divisive reaction than either of the first two, with common complaints being that certain episodes are too slow, the characters too inert, and the somewhat distracting cameos too plentiful. While season 1 was delightfully chaotic and season 2 was heartfelt and raw, this third season seems designed to frustrate its viewers. The characters are stuck in place, overwhelmed by their various traumas and personality quirks, and the audience is meant to sit in that and stew with them. While yes, this could make for a frustrating watch at times, I gotta say, I still really loved The Bear this year. The premiere was a unique and thrilling collage of memories that gave audiences so much insight into Carmi's mind. The wonderful sixth episode fleshed out Tina's backstory and featured one of my favorite performances of John Bernthal's career. And then the season finale generated plenty of narrative momentum to carry us into what I expect will be a great fourth season. Sometimes watching TV means treading in place and just spending time with characters. While that can take patience, it can also provide a ton of payoff down the road. The third season of The Bear was less satisfying than its first two seasons, sure. But when the show is all said and done, I bet we look back on it as a hugely important piece to the puzzle. The first three seasons of The Bear are now streaming on Hulu. I'm Evan Rook.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. of barbecues and just a lot of fun.
It's right here.
98Q Country.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. Got a mighty baby, we were that close. In this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there, watching this. Why you shooting all my baby names down? As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the holler where the grass grows. Got a mighty baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down.
Take them to the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down. Out here on the
Ninety-eight Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Way back when, if I see you. making it through. And every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I wanna do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. And every time I do, I find.
You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello?
Ah, the sounds of summer.
Here comes summer.
Your finger licking, guitar picking, road tripping, summer fun, country station.
All summer.
98Q Country.
Back when all I wanted was a handout.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, no. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hidden ties. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. Yeah, steel guitar, steel her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on.
cross the line when the neon's on. Oh, she's leaving with me when it's closing. So I gotta play on the jukebox to keep me playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She loves this place, and I gotta find her.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A few showers around the area today. Otherwise, light east winds, highs near 80. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Our winds will remain on the light side as our lows drop to the lower 50s. Showers Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
Q Country.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night dancing in the back of a bar, a Sunday morning hands up high singing front row in the choir. Find you a girl through a friend of a friend, and she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, is wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Find you a girl that likes to do all the things you love to do. Like fine wine that just gets better with age. Boy, you'll have it made. If you find you a girl that leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me. Can't have mine. Thank God she loves me. God knows.
out on the town but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the home. Of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Usually these old neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
tried every last one of them.